Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Lisa Becton. She is a veterinarian and director of swine health information and research for the National Pork Board. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've had a program called the Sentinel Vet Clinic for the last 9 years, but it's not a clinic. It's, I guess, really a virtual clinic. If you could tell our viewers exactly what it is and how it came about.
Right. The Sentinel Veterinary Clinics is a group of veterinarians and veterinary diagnosticians, and we've invited these people to come together once a quarter to discuss health issues that they're seeing. And our intent is really to have that as a clinical picture on farm of what veterinarians are seeing and what diagnostic labs are seeing. And our goal is not necessarily to, you know, rule other things, but it's to understand, is there something out there that we weren't expecting? And if there is, can we look into it even further? So essentially an early alert type system.
And you don't get that through diagnostics?
We do, but a lot of times not everybody all gets together to talk at one time. And so the beauty of this is that we can get veterinarians from the field and diagnostic labs that deal with a lot of the swine health cases to all get together at one place in one time and deal with the health challenges that we're seeing. And there's a lot of power in that to have that interaction and discussion.
And so this is a WebEx call or something similar that you would do every quarter?
Right now we just do it as a conference call, but there are certain times when we'll have guest speakers come on for certain topics, and so then we can have that as a webinar as well.
So typically, how many veterinarians are on this call, and just kind of walk us through what goes on in this type of meeting?
You know, we have on average between 15 to 20 veterinarians, and then usually about 5 different diagnostic labs. And that really covers, from the diagnostic lab standpoint, majority of people that do swine work. Our practitioners are based all throughout the U.S., and so we try to get people that are working on small farms, working on large farms, working for systems or independents. So we want to get a wide demographic of people, but still get a U.S. representation. And so what happens on the call, and we will just kind of go through alphabetically our practitioners and just say, hey, what are you seeing on farm?
So there's no agenda ahead of time?
There really isn't, other than to go through kind of clinical impressions they have on farm, and then we go to the diagnostic laboratories, and then they do the same thing. And then really we'll open it up to conversation afterwards of, are there topics that you want? And sometimes we'll have folks come in from USDA and help provide slaughter data. And so sometimes they'll see a signal of, we're seeing a lot of condemnations on the farm. Has the clinic group seen anything like that? And so that's kind of a case-by-case basis. But that's essentially how they go.
So it's almost like a group of 15, 20 vets getting together at a restaurant.
Exactly.
Kind of compare notes on what's happening.
That's right.
In the swine herd.
And that was our goal, because we do attend a lot of formal presentations, but a lot of times with meetings, you get so much more done sometimes in the hallway. And so we wanted to represent that feel of just having people get together and share their experiences, share their clinical impressions, and then also work with the diagnostic labs just to work through these things and say, oh yeah, that's really interesting, or wow, I'm not seeing that, but maybe that's something we should watch.
What is the industry getting out of this? I mean, it sounds like a great idea conceptually, but can you give me an example where there was a big aha moment on the phone and then everybody kind of went racing back to try to make some changes in what they were doing?
You know, there's a lot of times where there isn't necessarily that immediate bang, but it gives us an impression of, yep, we are seeing these similar things. This is a seasonal trend. This is normal. Now, we did have an example more recently from a diagnostic standpoint. A lot of people were seeing a diarrheal disease called rotavirus C. Well, we didn't at that time have really good diagnostic tests to detect that particular strain of the virus. So in discussion with both practitioners and the veterinarians and veterinary diagnosticians, after the call, the group of diagnosticians got together and said, hey, let's pool resources and pool our heads and get a better test developed. So over time, they made a better test that can now detect rotavirus C easily and cost-effectively, and that really stemmed from those calls.
And when you set up these calls, are they always the same people, or do you try to shake it up by region?
We have right now a group of people that have volunteered to do this, and so it is relatively the same core group. However, you know, some people tend to come and go depending on work situation and time, and so we will go through and have a variety of different people on that.
So what sort of tangibles have come out of some of these calls.
Another thing that's happened is we'll send out alerts through the American Association of Swine Veterinarians. So we had a case of erysipelas pop up, and we were starting to see that more commonly. And so what the group did is made up a very brief summary of, hey, just be aware erysipelas is being seen. That went out all to across all veterinarians just as an alert. And so we did not necessarily see erysipelas spike up, but we can at least get alerts out and tell people that something's coming. Otherwise, what we do is really just summarize the call. And if we've got tidbits that, you know, hey guys, we're seeing more respiratory this time of year, make sure you're up to date on PERS and you're tracking. So a lot of times it's just brief communications just for an FYI. But we have had instances where, you know, diagnostic tests have been developed and other more formal alerts.
Proving once again that emails are great, texting is great, but sometimes you just got to pick up the phone.
There's nothing like having that interaction, and other than being there in person, at least calls can help to really get people together to talk.